Hello again, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm so glad you set your dials to Channel 88.1 FM. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm host of Faith in Action. It's a new program. It's locally produced here in Sioux City, but we do serve Ponca and Northeast Nebraska and Southwest South Dakota and most of Northwest Iowa. We also have a translator station, KOIA, in Storm Lake, which is also located at 88.1 FM. So this show, again, airs every Monday at 9 o'clock a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. You can also see, 9 a.m., no, I did not. Anne is telling me, did you say 9 p.m.? No, it's Monday at 9 a.m. And this show is taped, and we're not going to edit that out, just because we want you to know how spontaneous we are here. Again, if you want to listen to other broadcasts of the show, you go to our website, fhcradio.com. You click on Listen Live. You click on Podcasts, and they come up, and then you just click on whatever it is you'd like to listen to. And we have other stuff on there, too. Draw Near with Fred Schellebarger and Kara Cardell and Outcast Catholic with Father Shane Demon and Father Travis Crotty. So we have a lot of stuff to offer you to listen to. But right now, I am just so tickled that you did decide to set your dial at 88.1 FM. I have on the phone with me an individual who is associated with Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Omaha, Michaela Shuley, and she says that most of her friends call her Kaylee, and we will do that as well. She is Director of Emergency and Supportive Food Services, and what a journey she has had from Mount Marty College, which is also in our listening area in Yankton, South Dakota, to Creighton University, which is just a tad outside of our listening area. And like she said in the first segment, headed toward a doctorate in occupational therapy when the Lord knocked her off her horse and said, 8 years of your life, and I'd like you to think about doing something else. And she applied, and that's how she got the job a couple years ago at Catholic Charities. And Kaylee, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, when you were being interviewed and then they offered you the position, did the individual say to you, because here you have this background in occupational therapy, we think you're a good fit for this position, even though you have no background in this kind of work? I'm just curious, what did they say that resonated with them with you?
You know, it's funny that you asked that. I had done some work at Creighton addressing food insecurity through my healthy lifestyle management bachelorate degree. And so I had some education, and I have grown up in a family that was very passionate about addressing food insecurity. And so it wasn't unfamiliar to me, but I remember that interview, and I remember almost, I felt like the Lord was speaking through me, because everything I said, like I ended the interview and I was like, wow, I sounded so smart. I surprised myself, because I felt for the first time, I felt like God was speaking through me, and I had never felt that before. And I was like, I ended it, and was rather surprised by how I was able to carry myself in an area that I knew I was widely underqualified for, but then also just had so much faith that whatever God wanted was going to be carried out. And so just to relax and let it be, and the passion really came out, and that's when I recognized this is where God wants me to be, if not at Catholic Charities, somewhere in the food service space addressing food insecurity and food as a human right.
Oh, that's a great story. Wonderful, because I was curious what they saw in you, and obviously they saw something. So we kind of talked in the last segment about, your staff at Catholic Charities is about 50-some, but you serve about 200,000 folks, with all kinds of needs. And these food pantries, which is a wonderful outreach, they're located in North Omaha, South Omaha, getting ready to do one in Southwest Omaha. You've got your home delivery programs. But what interested me was the article I saw in the Catholic Voice, which is the official newspaper for the Archdiocese of Omaha. And that was the headline read, "Demand Grows for Catholic Charities Mobile Food Pantry in Macy, Nebraska and Walt Hill, Nebraska." And literally, Macy and Walt Hill are a stone's throw from Northwest Iowa and where we are located. And I thought, you know what, there's a bigger story here. So, Kaylee, share with the listeners how this came about, because this is a little different than setting up a food pantry right in the neck of your woods in Omaha. This is a little different.
Right. Well, one of the parts of my job is we have historically, I guess you could say, just taken care of or heavily supported the food pantry in Walt Hill. So our executive director, Father Mike Eckley, used to be involved with the food pantry and actually helped run the food pantry previous to being with Catholic Charities. And so that's how we got our involvement at Walt Hill, at the Walt Hill Food Pantry. And what I do for the Walt Hill Food Pantry is essentially help maintain inventory, help do all of the reporting, and then take care of all of the logistics with transporting food to and from the food bank, and then take care of the relationship that the Walt Hill Food Pantry has with the food bank. And that, and we do that because it originally started with Father Mike Eckley's involvement in the food pantry previous to Catholic Charities, but then as well as the understanding that the Walt Hill Food Pantry is run by volunteers. And so Sister Deanna Case is the kind of primary individual that I speak to, and Father Mark Bridgman at the Walt Hill Food Pantry. And the two of them also wear lots and lots of hats in both Macy and Walt Hill and don't have a lot of time to dedicate to maintaining a food bank partnership and maintaining the inventory of the pantry. So, with a previous background in how to do that, Catholic Charities has taken that over many, many years ago. And so that was kind of our toe in the water to understanding that there is a need in Walt Hill. And last year, I went to the Walt Hill Food Pantry to for the food bank inspection. And while we were there, it was just so increasingly evident that there is a need that isn't fully addressed by the Walt Hill Food Pantry. There's a need, a very great need in that community for food security and some consistency in that. The Walt Hill Food Pantry is only open twice a month, and that is a wonderful blessing to the community, but people do need food every day. And so we began talking about what would it look like if we brought our mobile food pantry up to Macy and Walt Hill. And during the food bank inspection, they, by the act of God, said, without me saying anything, "So we're thinking about doing a mobile pantry in somewhere in Thurston County, and we have the food, but we need somebody to do the mobile." And I was like, that is the work of the Holy Spirit, because we have the mobile and we have the staff and some volunteers, but we can't transport that much food from Omaha. So it was kind of a match made in heaven. And then we've been blessed to be going up there every month since June was our first time. So.
Oh, well, that's really interesting, because I had no idea that there was such a longevity in a relationship with Walt Hill and you folks in Omaha, and the intricacies of, you know, we got the food, we just don't have the mobility for the food. And again, that Holy Spirit working in mysterious ways of bringing these two entities together to help people in need of food, which, as you've said, you know, that's just a basic human need to thrive.
Absolutely. And it really was the work of the Holy Spirit, because the logistics of bringing the amount of food that's needed to Macy and Walt Hill just was not feasible for us. But It's very evident in Thurston County that there is a need, and we are just, everything fell into place because everything happens in God's timing, and that really, really showed during that food bank inspection that we had, that we happened to be there, and the food bank happened to have a need, and it happened to be the exact same, we had the same goal, and so, yeah, God's timing is beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Truly, it is. And this just speaks volumes. So, listeners, again, I want to remind you, typically when we do this show, we take some breaks. And that, again, is to allow our underwriters to talk about their support for Catholic Radio. And we do some public service announcements. We give some shout-outs, you know, to some other things that are going on. So we don't want you to go away because, again, I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member. And I'm the host for Faith in Action. On the phone with me from Omaha is Michaela Shuley. She is Director of Emergency and Supportive Food Services with Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Omaha. And we are talking about this mobile food pantry in Thurston County, which literally is a stone's throw from our offices. So that's why we have more to talk about. And so we very much want you to stay tuned, because we will be right back.